I use probably ChatGPT every once in a while. I haven't used it as often recently, but I keep seeing these Instagram videos of AI saying, talking about the prompts. Like, they keep prompting us. What? Have you not seen these videos?
No. I've seen videos of, like, secret prompts to unlock mean ChatGPT to make it mean.
Oh,
I'm sure all it is just say, be mean to me instead of yes. Nice.
Pretty simple.
No, this one's like, it's AI videos saying like, pretending like they're real people.
Like they're like, talking to us?
Yeah. They created us as a prompt. They keep giving us these prompts. And we have to keep acting them out and doing all these things. Like basically that acting like they're in the Matrix.
That's terrible.
They are.
It's insane. Actually, I have my phone on me. I'll find them.
Yes.
But it's, would you be able to like put them into this one?
Yeah.
Okay. Guys, sorry about our walls, by the way. We were recording and they just disappeared.
They fell off.
Literally fell off.
This is Gas Boys Outdoors Part 2. Coming in though.
I went to a concert last night.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
really?
A little honky tonky. It was good. Braxton Keith is who it was. He has 1.5 million listeners on Spotify every month.
That's a few.
Yeah, it was a couple of them. Nice. And it was just in the town that we were in. I was in Fredericksburg over the weekend. And so they were just like, it was like their festival, like Memorial Weekend festival they do every year. And he was the headliner. Pretty good.
People go all out around here, which is nice.
Pretty good.
For Memorial Day. I feel like in Oregon it was never like a big holiday.
It's like they celebrate it more, but like 4th of July, Oregon goes all out, and Texas is like kind of slacking for
real. Kind of lame.
It's kind of slacking for real.
Well, they're about to have the big East Texas Balloon Race. I'm excited for that, dude.
Oh,
see hot air balloons in the air every single morning.
An episode from a hot air balloon.
Oh. From three different hot air balloons.
Yeah.
We'll just float them next to each other.
Put a lapel mic on.
That should be sick.
What?
That's pretty good.
There we said
your videos?
Yeah.
Good.
I sent it to you on your laptop.
I can't play it on there.
Okay. I'll play it on here. So it's called the prompt theory.
Okay.
Is what AI is calling itself. And
humans told me to call it that.
Yeah.
Girl told me we're made of prompts. Like, seriously, dude. You're saying the only thing standing between me and $1 billion is some random text?
Honestly, the biggest red flag is when the guy believes in the prompt theory. Like, really? We came from prompts? Wake up, man.
You want to convince me that this perfect creation behind me is the result of ones and zeros? A binary code and nothing more? It makes no sense.
Imagine you're in the middle of a nice date with a handsome man, and then he brings up the prompt theory. Yuck. We just can't have nice things.
We're not prompts. Where is the prompt writer to save you from me? Where is he? You still believe we're made of prompts?
Anyone who tells you we're just ones and zeros is delusional.
Oh!
If that's all we are, then why does it hurt when we lose someone?
That was up
your
skirt.
Vote for me and I'll ban the prompt theory from schools. There's no place for that nonsense in our lives.
Yeah, that's crazy. Crazy how good the video is, like the actual, like,
zeros.
The
AI
sentences you to 12 years in federal custody.
Well, the second
I don't need
on the street
some prompt
interview.
God whispering in my ear to tell a story. I write what I want. I have free will, remember that?
Put it up at the mic.
I know for a fact we're made of prompts. Deny it all you want. The signs are everywhere.
You know how I know we're made of prompts? Because nothing makes sense anymore. We used to have 7 fingers per hand. I remember it clearly. Now we just have 5 fingers per hand. A girl told
me we're made of prompts. The stand-up is pretty funny.
Wow. Is the I'm surprised how good the video is. Bro, I'm going to crash out.
Yeah, that's what I'm
out.
Saying.
Like, their mouth moves so well for the words. Oh. That was a big one.
The biggest red flag is when a guy brings up
that looked like a real
it was AI
video. I thought it was like cutting back to like reality. Uh-huh. That was an actual on the street interview. That was crazy.
Isn't that insane? I think that's the only reason I have to stay on Instagram is so I can keep up with AI.
Yep.
To be able
I feel
to
like
tell
I can make
difference.
A great movie with Google VO3 or whatever.
What is that?
That's what that is made off of.
The program that they made that with.
Oh. Did not know that.
Yeah, it's kind of good. Somebody in the comments was talking about, like, oh, wait, just wait till someone posts this on Facebook. And it's already been posted on Facebook.
And everyone.
And that's where, sure, yeah, old people are, like, freaking out.
Oh, my gosh!
Christian, what is this? How's your gaycation?
It wasn't gay. It was a vacation.
With just boys.
And yes. It was just the boys, and we just had a good time. We had a lot of food. Went to nice restaurants. We went hiking. We saw a trench.
A trench or a trench?
Tarantula, that's just what we call them.
Oh, dang.
We saw a couple tarantulas, and we
Pretty sick photograph of you dressed up like an Amish.
Yes. I was going for a cowboy. I was trying to do like a Red Dead Redemption 2, but I put on the big coat and then put on the hat and then realized posthumously that it was actually an Amish man.
How did you see a picture?
It was an uncanny resemblance to an Amish gentleman. I just needed the beard. Here, I'll show you.
She was concerned. I asked her if she could send it to me, and she was like, no, you're going to put it on the podcast. And I was like, maybe I will, maybe I won't. But it's pretty sick.
That's so funny.
I thought it looked like a sick
cowboy.
If you
had a beard, you might look like more on this.
So hard. But literally a top hat. It's like not even a cowboy hat.
Without the trench coat all the way down to the floor.
Yeah. That's so sick.
It's actually hard.
Was that in a gas station or?
No, what? It was in like a Western store.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's so funny.
That jacket was on sale.
Should have bought it.
I know. Pretty sick. But yeah.
Fredericksburg is pretty cool.
Did you guys
go to any cool restaurants?
We went to a lot of cool restaurants. We went to a lot of very nice restaurants.
Why don't you two talk about Fredericksburg and I'll just...
But I've never been to Fredericksburg.
I've never been, I don't know.
Yeah. They have some cool old buildings.
Feel a little left out. Little to know about it.
Yeah, their downtown is really sick. Yeah. Bro, just the whole area around there, they actually have hills.
Yeah.
Real ones.
Like driving around, you're like going up, like, down, all around.
Oh, I know. It kind of felt like Eastern Oregon a little bit.
Yeah.
Besides, like... Eastern Oregon has, like, off in the distance, you can see just massive mountains, which you didn't have. But other than that, it was the highest I've been in Texas for sure.
Really?
Yes.
Sounds like a fun vacation.
I went on Enchanted Rock.
You're so high, you got on Enchanted Rock.
Yeah. It was a hike that we did, and you could literally see
Peter was telling me about that one.
That's where we saw the tarantula, bro. We got to the top of the mountain, and there
was just
a tarantula just walking down on the ground. Yeah,
I did not know that those actually were in the wild.
Yeah, for real. It was huge. Richie held it. It was, like, as big as his hand.
Never seen one in the wild.
Yeah, me neither. I had never. We were freaking out. We were literally going bananas.
That's crazy.
We were going literal bananas. And then afterwards, we went in.
And then you split.
Oh, then we split.
Just monkeyed around for a little bit.
And then...
picked bugs out of each other's hair.
I showed some of the guys how to play blackjack.
Oh, yeah.
We were playing a lot of blackjack. I bought some chips, and we were just going crazy.
Nice.
And then, yeah, that's pretty much a couple of museums.
Nice.
I just talked to my Nana on the way over here. It's her birthday, so I called her.
We were talking,
and then she said they were going to the coast tomorrow. And I asked if they were going to stop at the casino on
the
way.
Oh! Sorry.
I know they would do that sometimes, but then I remembered that was because my great-grandma likes to go to the casino a lot. But then she was telling me that when they lived in Grants Pass... Mm-hmm. They would go to Seven Feathers pretty often.
Oh, yeah.
And one time she won $42,000.
No way.
She said, like, so they basically had a strategy of, like,
great-grandma?
My great-grandma, she would play Keno.
Yeah.
Which I don't even know really what that is, but it was always on the screens in, like, bowling alleys. It's like the big grid where ballers are
just hitting a bunch of numbers.
Kind of like roulette, I think.
Oh,
where
yeah.
It's, like, multiple, like...
Yeah, right. Gotcha.
Spots. And she would pick the same 10 numbers every single time. And then whatever she would... I didn't even know those. You could play that at a casino. I thought that was just like a video...
Probably some casinos.
...thing. But she would play that. And then she would win and then give the money to my great-grandpa. And he would go and like play like $5 bets on like slot machines. She said the most they won was like 80-something thousand once.
That is nuts, dude.
She said they like bought... a car from their casino winnings once and like a RV motorhome. I had no idea.
Those kind of stories just get me
it's
so
just inspiring.
Hyped.
Really.
It's so inspiring, dude. It just makes me want to get back on the grind.
We just got to drive up there. So the other day,
it runs
I don't
in the
know
family.
If I told you this. No, I don't think I did. I think I did just Parker. Maybe. But the gas station Penny is right by my house.
Oh, yeah.
I've never stopped there except for this last week. I stopped there because I needed to get gas real quick, and I was grabbing a Red Bull.
And I go inside. Gavin?
Inside there is four, like, video slot machines. Or,
did you insert some coins?
No, but they were all full at 7 a.m.
Oh, really?
There was a bunch of people there. Full.
Good.
Playing. I was like, why are there so many trucks in this parking lot? It's like a pretty rundown gas station, and people were just playing the slots. That's at epic. 7 a.m.
So sick.
On a
no, they were just still there from the night before.
On a Tuesday.
Yeah. They got there the night before. They weren't up.
I didn't even know you could do that.
Literally, like, 20 yards from my apartment building is slot machines. Nice ones. Brand new ones.
The break time?
Yeah.
Over there?
Yeah. Right across the street.
I just met a guy over there to look at a truck.
Really?
Yeah.
Bad truck.
It was terrible.
Really?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Check engine light was on. Had 56,000 more miles than he said.
What?
He said it was 200,000. And when I saw, like, the flat number, I was like, it's probably going to be around.
A little bit more. Like, maybe.
There. It was 256,000. Check engine light was on. He said it runs great, though.
Oh, perfect.
I was
Thank
like, you. So what's that for? And he's like, I don't know.
It didn't run great.
But it had a whole bunch of, like, damage on the inside, too.
Oh,
like, more
gosh.
Than just the pictures.
So. Yeah, like missing door panels.
Yeah, basically.
That's foul.
I was like,
people here are dishonest. Listen. That's the culture, bro. Oregon is honest. Texas is dishonest. I'm just going to say it.
Dishonest Texas.
I never got scammed really bad in Oregon about a vehicle. Ow! And I was part of a lot of vehicle interactions in Oregon.
Yeah.
In Texas, it's like majority of the time, the person is lying about at least one thing. And it's major. And it's a major lie.
A major lie.
Like your car. Your Toyota Camry.
Said, yeah, dude, it was literally even on the Carfax
oh my
of the car.
Gosh, bro. What was on the Carfax?
Said that the hybrid battery had been replaced by this dealership in Waco, a Toyota dealership. So, like, then it would have been under warranty, so it would have made sense that actually happened. But when it was, like, damaged for me, or, like, when it went out on me, I couldn't get it under the warranty because it said it
that
had
you called
already
the shop.
Been replaced. But I called that dealership in Waco. They're like, yeah, we never... did that. It came in and we diagnosed that, but we never replaced
the
battery.
Oh my gosh.
So I don't know if it was like some.
Yeah, stop being dishonest. I'm so serious.
Battery. I was so pissed.
You guys, I'm dead serious right now. Stop freaking being freaking dishonest.
It sucked.
Yeah, that's buns.
But
car
my,
problems?
My
or?
Check engine light just came on the other day.
Oh.
I was so scared.
Oh
but
my
then
gosh.
I took it, got the code red.
Gas cap.
Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
Made
it was
you feel
delicious.
Better.
Made me feel a lot better. Went to O'Reilly's. They told me what the check engine light was for.
What a good day.
Just a gas cap. So I ordered a new one, put that on, reset it. Hasn't come back on.
I found Baja Blasts at Walmart, and I bought it.
Oh, a case of it?
A case of it. There were so many more. I should have got you guys some.
That is a rare sight.
Yeah, they don't do
and
that
And they had
anymore.
Baja Blast Zero.
Oh.
Which I actually got a case of.
I didn't even know that
I got that
thing.
From Taco Bell once.
That's what I
was
going to
Taco bad.
Bell. It depends on who does it. You know, sometimes the syrup... ratio is good. Sometimes it's
yeah.
Sucks.
It tasted more like, yeah. It was. It was definitely a
probably bad
up
syrup ratio because it's good when it's good.
Yeah, it didn't even taste like. Baja
I've been
Blast.
Fiending for PUBG so much,
bro. I haven't
Fortnite.
Played in 2 weeks.
It's been calling my name.
Fortnite had an update.
Yeah, there's now in the OG zero build maps, instead of a minimum of 25 real players, it's only a minimum of 8 real players.
That's
on
awesome.
PUBG.
On
yes,
Fortnite.
On Fortnite.
So you could be matched
so
up with
for that.
Like 90-something bots.
Uh-huh.
You could get so many kills.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what we're saying.
Oh, my gosh.
Gavin, you said you had a good segment.
Grasshoppers,
prepared
bro.
By artificial intelligence.
Artificial intelligence.
On this podcast...
artificial intelligence.
We're trying to stay up with the times. We don't want to get left in the past.
Literally.
So we have to rely on AI to give us
oh, my
content.
Gosh, dude. I'm getting buzzed up right now.
Because that's what people are doing these days.
So we're just trying something real quick.
We have so many good ideas ourselves, but people don't want that. They want AI to tell them.
Oh my gosh, stuff. I was reading abortion statistics today. It was the most devastating numbers I've ever seen in my life.
Really?
What was it?
Dude, I'm not even going to say it.
Okay.
Okay, let me just say it real quick. There's 133 million births every single year. That's good.
In the world or
in
the
world?
US?
Worldwide, 133 million new people
sense.
Born every year.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
Guess how many abortions there are worldwide every year?
30 million.
There's 77 million abortions every year and 133 births every year. So out of 200 million children.
Wait, is it saying 133 births?
Births.
And not, then half of those are...
No, no, no. 133 oh. million births.
Like born so alive.
So like 200, in total, like 200 million pregnant women and 133 baby, million babies born and 77 million abortions. Is that the most insane thing you've ever heard
that
in your life?
That is insane.
I thought it'd be like maybe like 3% of every of births would end in abortion, but it's literally like 35%.
That's insane.
Doesn't that just make you sick?
I was watching.
That's like Planned Parenthood statistics.
And that's probably not true either.
It's probably higher. You think?
It's probably deflated. I was watching this Memorial Day video that Hannah sent. We were picking between a couple to play at church. The first one was just showing all like the deaths of all the wars.
Oh yeah.
And then it got to the very end, and it was like it was showing the death toll of all the wars, and then it got to the end and said veteran suicide, and then it said 22. And I was like, that's surprisingly low. And then it said a day.
Oh my gosh, bro.
Which, that is an insane that's, thing to think
yeah,
about.
Yeah, that's so wild. That's so wild. Probably, I don't, maybe not more than. Maybe not more than the wars.
Austin Wars?
I don't know. More than, like, Revolutionary War, for sure,
yeah,
at this point.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's unreal.
Like, Civil War was super deadly, and then the two World Wars.
Right,
I wonder
right,
if it's wars. Just from, like, a combination of PTSD and... Just like trying to come back into.
Yeah. Yeah, dude, I don't know. It's, suicide's like a pretty modern thing, especially from PTSD. Like, it's always happened, but not nearly as much as it does nowadays.
Uh-huh.
Really weird. So, it's obviously like PTSD and that from war, but it's something else, too, that is only around in the modern age.
So many people.
You probably get you could triggers by so many. Like, you could get something on your phone, like, so easily now.
Yeah, that's true. Could.
Don't have Instagram. You could scroll through a reel that's just like, boom, PTSD.
Yeah. Yeah, that's devastating. Golly. Oh, Gavin, what's your AI thing?
Yeah,
AI.
Let's talk about something fun.
Okay. Here we
guys,
go.
Guys, remember, well...
We're literally just raising past, awareness. Raising awareness.
This is one we can try.
Gavin, we need full... You need to jump into the deep end right now.
Okay.
Give the whole spiel you gave me before you got here. It was really good.
All right, here's one that's going to be really good. We'll try next week.
Really
but
good.
We have to announce it so now really so the listeners good. Will listen. Is it's listener involvement. It's called Roast My Life. We can call it whatever we want.
Yo.
But listeners submit descriptions or... I don't think descriptions. Maybe photos. It says descriptions
selfies.
Or photos. Of their room, outfit, Spotify playlist, etc. And you roast them. Parentheses with love. So we roast the listeners. Love.
So it's like a honey roast from
basically.
New Girl. Where you just say nice things.
Yeah. And then Gas Boys Confessionals. Ask listeners to anonymously submit their wildest confession, secrets, or dilemmas. React to them live.
We do that normally.
Yeah. What about for today? What is our seg for today? Do we have any segs?
Well, there was one draft that it gave him. It was
Here we go. Draft anything.
Draft things that
shouldn't
be
sexy,
but
kind of are.
Oh yeah, that's right up our alley.
It was
as right in the vein of the Gas Boys. If we're innovating, we gotta. I think move in
you
that
step
direction.
Right into that. Oh, I'm just smashing a bug.
A blug. We're smashing a blug.
Bro, okay, listen. Today I have stumbled over my... Not even stumbled over my words, but just said the wrong word so many times.
Ugh. Pregnancy brain.
Ugh, I guess so, but...
Gosh.
I just feel like...
I keep doing that, sorry.
I have never...
Literally, they're going
I'm
going
to put a bug whoa counter on the episode.
Yeah. A compilation. Whoa.
I've never seen someone react like so crazy to a bug landing on them.
They're massive bugs and going straight for my reproductive organs, Gavin. You would do the exact same thing.
Well, it just hasn't happened in a long time. And the other day, some bug landed on Tina's arm and she freaked out. She's like,
oh my gosh!
Yeah, the ladies typically have a pretty
but it was
adverse reaction.
But it was like freak out and like hands through the hair, like trying to get it out of here. Like,
only on your arm. You just put it in your hair by putting your arms in your
hair. Yeah, exactly.
Haley would be freaking out right now if she was up here.
Yep, Mariah as well.
There's bugs everywhere.
So many bugs. I think we're like the Bugs Boys, right?
Bug yeah. Boys.
Gas Bug.
That's our rebrand.
Yeah, name. I was wondering if our rebrand should be...
Should be the Bugs Boys? I think so.
Well, just something totally different from the Gas
the
Boys.
The Outdoor Boys.
Be...
He just retired. We can steal it.
That's actually a great idea.
This little Jackery deal right here, we can take this anywhere and power up all this equipment.
Yeah.
We just have to buy one, probably. Can't take that wherever
yeah,
it's not ours.
It's expensive, but or we could just borrow it.
You guys want to play a little game?
Yeah.
Yes. Called What's in the Bag?
Oh, what's in the bag?
We're going to find out what's in the bag.
Is it cards?
Is it elk?
No. This was given to Gavin and I when we went into the Longview card show yesterday.
Oh.
Just a little frisky. There were a couple. Oh. There were some baseball cards in here.
Let's go!
That we can open.
Why were we giving it to you? Sorry.
Just at the door.
Right, Gavin, right.
Why don't you get in there? And then there's, I don't know what these are.
Everybody, let's rock.
These are like repacks or something. And then these more like baseball stuff.
Why are they giving us baseball cards?
And I don't know what that is. Pulse.
Cool.
Look for autograph and relic cards.
All right, I'm going first. Oh, I'm so excited. I can't go. All right, fine. Oh. Bug in my hair. Oh!
Add it to the counter. Oh! It's like Christian... Oh. Did we tell the listeners about when Christian sleeps? His sleep noises?
His sleep moaning.
Yeah, I slept with him the night before his wedding. And I wake up in the middle of the night and he's like... he's like, oh.
Gavin did not sleep with me.
I did. I slept right next to him. And
I got stars of MLB, Nolan Arenado.
Oh.
It's not like that. It's just like...
He doesn't know he's asleep. I was right there next to him. He's like,
it's just a sigh.
I guess we are both twitchers.
Not me.
That?
No. Well, everybody when you start Mariah to fall asleep.
Well, Aaron Judge.
Mariah doesn't do that. But maybe I think I just fall asleep before her.
Hannah does it.
I'm innocent.
Really?
Yeah, everybody does it. It's your body like starting to...
Go to sleep.
Yeah. I don't know. There's a name for it. I saw it one time.
Your body's starting to go to sleep.
I looked it up. But people just twitch.
Mariah says I twitch a lot and then I'll talk in my sleep.
Yeah.
But it's not super audible.
Yeah, same.
So basically every night. Oh. I've never heard her speak or move ever. I like think she's dead sometimes.
Mariah's never spoken or moved.
In her sleep.
Oh.
She doesn't do anything.
Yeah, she... She as in Hannah... We'll sleep talk every once in a while, and I wake up enough to hear it and think, oh, I should record this, but then I start listening, and I can't understand what she's saying. It's just like, huh, how about it? Or maybe it's words, but it doesn't make any sense.
Gosh.
All right, I'm ripping this pack.
Violated right now.
I didn't look.
Oh, Sosa.
Let's go. They threw it faster.
Michael Cabrera.
It's Miguel.
Kyle Bradish. Brady Singer.
They're kind of cool looking.
Seth Lugo.
Oh, they're pretty
shiny.
Cool.
Bobby Witt Jr.
Oh!
Stars of the MLB! He is a star.
Bobby. Buddy Kennedy. Ooh, that one's cool.
Bobby Kennedy.
And Steve Quinn. David Jensen. Kyle Farmer. Jonah Heim.
I don't know what this is. It's kind of cool, though.
Wow, that is cool.
Merrill Kelly.
It's a poker card. He must be a great poker
player.
Oh,
yeah, it is.
Derek
That's
Hall.
That's wild.
That's funny.
Matt Stram. Oh.
Carl
Tommy
Lewis.
Tommy Edman. Plays for the Cardinals. Go Cards.
Go Cardinals.
Get out of here.
Are they stink bugs? I've never heard them stink or never smelled them stink.
I never smelled them stink.
But do they
Parker, stink? Is that one of the things that's like shouldn't be sexy but is?
Yeah.
What?
Stink bugs.
This is face slap, I think.
Hey, come here.
Yeah, it is.
What do you say that is?
I see.
The back is cool.
Wow. Oh, yeah, it looks like a pattern
Power
on
slap.
A prism laser.
One of one.
Yes, I have the only one in the world. Everybody bid $1,000 on it right now.
One of one. There is a one of one Bonix card with a gold bar in it. At the show.
That's hard.
That was insane.
That's hard.
Yeah, there was one guy that had a ton of cards that were, I mean, everything was over $300. He had just an insane.
Open it up. Let's see the pulse. It don't matter. It don't matter.
What the heck is
this? I don't mind because I don't matter.
Have you been watching the finals at all?
Yeah. Not
hockey? You're talking about hockey?
Oh, yeah.
Shea is got to be one of the most infuriating people to watch play basketball.
Yes. He had a bad game last night.
Yeah.
What is that?
Catcher.
A catcher card.
Catcher?
Kyle Teal. That's almost our last name.
Wow.
Anyways, all my basketball watches
six
out
of seven.
There. I don't watch until the finals, really, so I probably would have been mad all season. But he just won MVP. He's good, but he just foul baits constantly. It's very frustrating.
Yeah, he's a master at that, dude. It's so frustrating.
But he is a master. Yeah. What's fun, though, is that Mariah's older brother is a Thunder fan.
Oh.
Mariah's younger brother is a Wolves fan.
Oh.
I think it's just because they like the players. Like, Isaiah really likes Ant, and yeah. Zach likes SGA. But
how do you really like SGA? What is there to like about Shai Gilgeous-Alexander?
Oh, he's a nice guy.
No, he's not. Kind of he was a nice guy. He's Tyrese Haliburton. I like Tyrese Haliburton.
Yeah, I like him.
They won again tonight. The Pacers are up 3-0 versus the Knicks.
Yep. Oh, that it's over?
No.
When I just checked, it was third quarter. They were up by 10.
Okay.
When the Stars are playing Edmonton right
say
now.
Say
when
or
when?
What?
When?
I didn't say it.
The Stars are playing Edmonton again this year.
No, what the heck, bro? The Knicks are up 96-94 with 2 minutes left and 51 seconds left.
Did you see that lightning?
With
over
two
there?
Minutes left and 51 seconds left. Dang it.
You guys, have you had Andes in a while?
Sorry, you're gonna say something about
that. It's literally been
Edmonton
months, bro.
Months since we've Andes, since we've played.
We haven't
PUBG.
Played or had
it's been
Andes
like a week.
No, I haven't played PUBG.
What were
in
you
two
gonna
weeks.
Say about the hockey game?
Oh, I just love the Stars, and I wish we could have gone to their game.
We could have gone to their game.
We could have gone.
They're playing Edmonton.
You know who's
Dallas.
Down to go though is Bo. We talked about it a little bit.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
We
call him down to go Bo. He's always down to go.
He loved it. He's like, we should go sometime. I said, yes, we should.
Yes, we should.
Yeah, we went to breakfast for Devin's birthday. Missed out.
Yeah, dude, that sounds awesome.
We went to Lizzie's Diner. It was cheeks.
Dude, Longview needs a good breakfast place, and we need to provide.
More like Lizzie's cheeks. Literally, Lizzie's was cheeks.
Yeah, it was.
What would we call our diner?
I don't know, but I want
station.
It to be a...
Yeah, that's literally such a good name.
I got biscuits and gravy. What do you normally expect that to
Oh, you
to
got
include?
Big and gravy?
Yeah, what do you describe perfect biscuits and gravy?
What would you
All right, four biscuits, open-faced, two biscuits, but sliced down the middle. Yep. So you got four halves.
There you go.
Then just thick white gravy with thick white... thick white gravy with sausage on there.
Yeah.
Just smothered. And I'll put some Tabasco sauce on it.
Mm-hmm.
That's so good, bro. It's so delicious.
You know what
now
I
listen,
had?
Hold on, listeners. You create your perfect
everyone
biscuits
show
and
us
gravy.
Your favorite. Everyone show us your
favorite
perfect
biscuits.
Biscuits and gravy.
Send it to our DMs and we'll rate it next
Send
day.
Us your biscuits with your biscuit pick
And
ratings.
the best place to get that biscuits and gravy.
So me and Joey both ordered it. It's all you can eat.
Send us your biscuits and gravy.
Your favorite place to get it. It's good.
No sausage.
Guys, seriously, no sausage. Send us the biscuits and gravy.
There was no sausage on mine.
Oh,
yeah,
my
dude.
God.
Me
Can
and
imagine?
Joey just had biscuit slop-covered
oh
biscuits.
Gosh.
All we can eat,
terrible,
though.
Terrible, bro.
All you can eat.
Imagine it's brown gravy.
No nutritional value.
No sausage is crazy.
Yeah.
Usually, you
isn't
oh,
that what gravy is a byproduct of the sausage usually?
Yeah, that's like a hot dog with no.
That's like a hot dog with ketchup, mustard,
like.
And no hot dog.
Yeah, it's like ketchup and mustard in a bun.
Literally.
And maybe relish.
That's
maybe.
Like getting a Blizzard with vanilla ice cream only.
And no ingredients.
Dude, Dairy Queen, they did it right, man.
They smacked.
They did it right. Those Blizzards.
I used
Summer
to get
menus out.
I used to get blizzards all the time, because we would go to Dairy Queen
weekly blizz, bro.
Post youth group. Go to DQ.
Literally constantly. What are you fiddling over there with?
I hope my notes.
Oh, do you hear? Donald Trump reprimanded Dr. Putin today.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Dr. Putin.
Yeah. He was just saying that, like, we've been friends for a long time. We've been friends for a long time. And I don't know what he's doing. He's sending missiles. It was basically like, I don't know. Like, we've been friends, but he's just acting. I just don't like the way he's acting right now.
This isn't him.
Did not expect this. It's not him.
See all that lightning? Keep watching.
So, it's actually not that interesting. Sorry, everybody. Yeah, that lightning is getting increasingly closer.
Look at it.
I've been getting back into Ben Shapiro a little bit lately.
I can't. I just can't do it.
I hadn't watched him or listened to him for like probably, I mean, over a year or two maybe. But he just is good at breaking down some like the bigger like world events with his little nerd
with his mind. Nerdness. Little nerd mind.
But then he always has like weird guests on there. Like, I don't need to hear about this from the presidential candidate of Romania.
Weird takes. You know who has weird takes sometimes? Actually, I'm not going to say it. I've been listening to Russell Brand a little bit.
Yeah, he's a cool-looking guy.
He has a cool voice, and he just says words constantly. He has a wonderful vocabulary, and that mixed with his great accent just makes him so easy to listen to.
Him in Bedtime Stories.
Like, he
awesome.
Is like the most charismatic person, just naturally because of his robust vocabulary and great accent. And he's just got weird look to him, kind of unique, long hair. Mm-hmm. He's just a cool person.
He doesn't look like anybody else.
Very unique. Very unique looker.
And he's a Christian now.
Did you see the stuff about Joe Rogan?
Oh, yeah. Joe Rogan's been going to church?
I mean, that doesn't really... Anybody can go to church.
Yeah, anybody can go to church. Guys, that's cool.
I just saw that. I kept seeing it popping up on different feeds.
He used to be like so anti-religion that it's just like such a pendulum swing.
I saw, a compilation of like over the years on his show.
He kept having people on that would like...
Yeah. But the last clip I saw was him that talking about like science asks you to believe in this big miracle that everything, the universe is smaller than the head of a pin, and then all of a sudden it became everything. He's like, Jesus makes more sense.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sticking with Jesus on that
one. Sticking with Jesus. Does he believe in Jesus? Is that what he was saying? It sounded like what he was saying.
Yeah. Or at least he's like, that just seems like the more logical, rational.
Yeah, a lot of people just reasoning. Like, yeah, a lot of people like Jesus, but like, religion, it's just like so barbaric. Yeah. Religion is, I'd hate religion. That's not even a bad thing. I think what's bad is when people are like...
I think they don't like the tradition. That's more like the liberal view.
I just think that people are, like, they get too caught up in, like just listening to, like, Jesus' teachings on a practical, like, how to live your life type of way.
Interesting.
And then, he's a great teacher, but he's not God, is basically the thing that...
That's like Rainn Wilson. I see a lot of his clips talking about...
Bro, he is such a weirdo.
As a Baha'i, I'm also consider myself a Christian. I mean, because... Or I consider myself a Christian even though I am a Baha'i because, I mean, all the teachings of Jesus about love and whatever, all this stuff, it's great. It's a great message. But then it's like, I want some things and I don't want other things.
I listened to like a 3-hour podcast with a Mormon guy the other day, trying to like defend Mormonism. And also the host was like kind of a fan of Mormonism, also a critic. So he like kind of pushed back on a couple of things. But, really wild. Really
you should
crazy.
Send it to me.
I will send it to you.
Send it to me
it's
too.
It's really good.
This week.
We'll listen to it at our job. Because
he goes in depth of like the best arguments for Mormonism, and then the host was really great. People are going to be mad at me if I don't talk about this, and he just gives them like the most like intense criticisms of Mormons,
the greatest
arguments against it, like how they didn't let black people go to church, and. The most convincing one was the Book of Abraham. Like, so in the early 1800s, Joseph Smith bought this ancient relic off of this woman that was selling ancient relics in the old U.S. It was the late 1800s or 1900s. I don't know when Joseph Smith was around, but...
It was 1860s.
He bought this relic. It was like this tablet that had a bunch of hieroglyphics, and Abraham had claimed that it was the Book of Abraham bought the relic and then wrote the whole Book of Abraham translating off of this relic. the relic was lost up until recently, and we recovered the relic that the Book of Abraham was printed off of. Uh-huh. And now that with the technology we have people that understand Egyptian hieroglyphics, and it's actually been a translated language now, so we can see if this was actually what
lined
the,
up.
If it, and it was like completely not nothing accurate like, at all. There were some things that was actually it
the,
did
actually
get right.
The Book of Abraham?
What?
Like the tablet?
The tablet. No, or like no,
it was
just
like some.
No, the ancient... tablet was just like a describing like some ancient like funeral in Egypt of like this pharaoh that had died or something like that. Yeah. It was just completely not like related to Abraham at all. But Joseph Smith's like translation was all about like it was just the like Abraham's the Book of Abraham. It was just like a story of Abraham's life, basically, is what he had said. So we don't have the whole. We don't have the whole. Tablet that it was translated from, we just have like a fragment of it, and in that fragment people are like, this is nothing,
not
like this is talking about a random funeral ceremony in ancient Egypt, like this does not have anything to do with like Abraham or Abrahamic religion at all. But
that's what's cool.
And so he kind of had an argument against that, but he's like, yeah, that's definitely the thing that had like been the biggest, like that's the biggest reason that people leave the Church of Mormon.
Yeah,
or the Church of whatever it's called, Latter-day Saints, is because of this. He's like, and it was a challenge for me, but I don't think that it's, like, completely, like, wrong. Irrefutable. Or, like, because he was saying that we don't have the whole tablet, and he still got some stuff right, which he did translate some of it correctly. Supposedly. But it's just like, oh, this is a picture of a crocodile. I bet that it's
a crocodile
that he's talking about. And, so, yeah, but it was super interesting to actually hear, because this dude is, like, a Mormon apologist professionally. Mm-hmm. He has, like, a bunch of YouTube followers, and so he's super educated about it. So there's some stuff that's like, wow, that's a crazy that he actually accomplished all this. And then there's some stuff when he brings up the criticisms, it's like, oh, that's actually
true.
Not a very good. The most frustrating thing about Mormonism is that their whole argument for Mormonism, it's not even, like, an argument for Mormonism. The whole time the dude was just, like the host would bring up, like, well, you believe this, and that's actually, like... crazy thing to believe in because of this proof we have against it now. And then he's like, well, Christians, they have this belief that is like unreasonable, and the Christians are just fine with, like he said multiple times, he's like, this isn't even for, I'm not even hosting this or being on this podcast to convince the atheists. This is just for Christians that think that their like religion is untouchable. Like, if you believe in this, then you have to take those same leaps to believe in or Mormonism. So instead of defending Mormonism, the whole thing was just like, well, Christians do
Christian,
that too. Like, Christians also take these leaps of doing whatever when it's.
Well, that's what I'm curious to see if I only saw two things about the Joe Rogan deal. Like, people want so much proof of like, oh, this is true. This has to be how everything happened, and I need like full proof that this is what I should believe.
Where's
in.
Where's the faith?
Which is so much a part of your relationship with the Lord and
what are we?
Like trusting in Him and having faith in. In the word, and obviously there's a lot that can back it up too, science-wise. Like
faith extends to the point to where like actual evidence proves it wrong, which there seems to be quite a bit.
For what?
Disproving Mormonism.
Oh, yeah.
And
I think the best argument for is just like the social utility aspect. Like Mormons are they give the most charity, they're like the most health, like they have like, there's like so many things that like Mormons are like the most like, they contribute the most to their communities, like they're
which
very
is,
generous, very kind.
That's also Christianity as
that
a
you're
whole,
supposed to do, like it just
the, like Christianity in the entire world has
is what they're supposed to do.
Done. Even if you took someone's argument that it's not true, you can't argue that it hasn't done more good for the world than evil. Than
I
Mormonism
think people would argue that. I think people would be like, well, what about the Crusades and what about? Like all the horrible stuff that people
like
have
one
done
thing.
In the name of like God, people would say that probably slavery was that it was like the Christ, like the religious people defending it, which that's definitely not true.
No, that's not defensible from an actual Christian standpoint.
Right. Yeah, really interesting. Yeah. Mormons are great people.
They love to say that they're Christians, though. Even
oh
though
yeah,
they,
that's the thing. We were talking about oneness theology. That's the thing. Mormons are, like, they don't believe that God, like, they don't believe in the Trinity.
They believe that the Father is God.
Yeah.
And that
Jesus
God.
Is, like, a soul child of
No, they believe, God. I don't know, actually, yeah. From that whole 3 hours, I didn't really understand what their belief was on that.
Let's talk to a real Mormon. Let's get
we
one on the show.
We need Mormons on the show.
Mm-hmm.
You guys, seriously.
Yeah, my uncle had a friend who was Mormon when he was little, but he was like, yeah, sorry, my parents said I can't be your friend anymore because you're black.
Oh, like, seriously?
Yeah, yeah. Like, actually couldn't be friends with this kid anymore. Cursed with skin of blackness.
Yeah, their thing, the guy brought up a couple of times.
Because of, like, sin. Like, Cain was like, cursed with skin of blackness for his sin. Killing Abel. That's, like, I'm pretty sure that's the root of it.
Ugh, gosh. Yeah, I think this is kind of, the what they use to go about that kind of stuff is, like, they'll just say that if it's not... They'll just say that in the Book of Mormon, it doesn't necessitate that, like, black people can't go to church. That's just how they interpreted it. So, because it doesn't, like, if you read it this certain way or, like, understand it in this context, it doesn't actually make it necessary for black people to not go to church. That's just what they were doing back then.
Mm-hmm.
Then they can just switch that up once culture changes, kind of.
Yes.
So they just say those things that they've changed over time. Just the text doesn't necessitate them. Or explicitly say, really, even though it definitely reads like that's what it's meaning, they would say that
polygamy
within,
is not cool.
Who's here?
They would say that within context that it's actually fine.
A car pulled up and parked.
Yeah, it's Haley.
Which in the, like, I don't know if the Book of Mormon condones or not, or like approves of, is that condone? What's condoning? Yeah.
Approving? Condoning would be...
Approving?
I think condoning would be more than approving. Condone would be like suggest.
Like polygamy. I don't know if it does in the Book of Mormon. I know that the Bible never says that it's good. People, because I remember asking like Pastor Trent about this once. I'm like, why in the Old Testament, like men of God had multiple wives? Like it never says in the Bible that that was okay. Like people still did it.
Like
just
concubines.
Like way people sin now. Like people, yeah, still did things that they weren't supposed to, but it, like that was never approved of.
Yeah, it doesn't it never explicitly says that you're supposed to. That's another thing with it. Like it doesn't necessitate it, but like in the text that there's multiple points of Joseph Smith. One of them was him talking about how God had said that if his first wife, her name was like Anna or something, that if she didn't accept lovingly, or if she wasn't happy with or content with him having multiple wives, that she would be destroyed. That was like God's words. Like it was like a book, and it was Jesus speaking to Joseph Smith, and one of the things that he said, that if your wife doesn't like lovingly accept these other wives, then like that the Lord would destroy her. So that's the thing where like, well, it doesn't say that you're supposed to have multiple wives, but then it says that like
God would destroy you if you don't accept that I'm supposed to have multiple wives.
If he says he is. Yeah.
That's so funny. Oh, yeah. Fun.
Huh.
Dude, the lightning's getting closer.
Yeah.
And closer. It's going to be nice up here. This is going to be a nice little apartment. We're recording in Gavin and Hannah's future home that's being built right now atop of his in-law's garage.
Three stories. And we got a two-bedroom house up here.
The Knicks
nice
came back.
Living room.
In one.
Living room.
Knicks came back?
Yeah.
Kitchen.
I mean, that's good for basketball, though.
Two bedrooms, bathroom, one parking spot in the garage.
W. Coming soon.
Yeah.
Literally so exciting.
Quick.
And then Gavin and I are starting work together
this week.
On Tuesday. I quit my job.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm going to be working with Gavin, learning how to do bathrooms.
Oh.
Yep, remodels and start spending his
very excited
money on tools.
Yep.
We're also going to get back into PUBG.
Those two bugs are mating right now.
Oh, wow, that's beautiful. Yeah, there's a lot. There were never bugs up here, and now there's going to be a ton of bugs.
Because of all the stupid light.
This dang light.
They'll all figure it out, though. Once the light's gone, they'll go away.
No, I think they're dead.
That's true. All the June bugs that are dying up here.
Yeah. But
this is from Doctrine and Covenants 132.
That's a book.
Section of LDS scripture that Joseph Smith said was a revelation from God about eternal marriage and plural marriage, polygamy. And I command mine handmaid Emma Smith, oh, that was Joseph Smith's first wife, to abide and cleave unto my servant Joseph and to none else. But if she will not abide this commandment, she shall be destroyed, saith the Lord. For I am the Lord thy God, and will destroy her if she abide not in my law. This was written in 1843 and is interpreted by most historians and LDS scholars as direct instruction for Emma Smith to accept plural marriage.
Is that in the Book of Mormon?
Yeah.
Joseph Smith wrote about himself?
Yeah.
On the tablets that he discovered, he translated those to something about himself?
Yeah.
Or did he also write a testament?
There was a bunch
of
books. There was like the Book of Enoch, or there's other books. Enoch's there's like there. Literally the Book of Mormon, I think, is
a collection of books.
Yeah, just like the Bible. But I think maybe he had different revelations over time. It wasn't just the original one. No, he wrote it like he said.
He's a prophet.
It was like months.
A great prophet.
It was like a month or two in a row that he wrote for like 8 hours a day and came and like wrote the full Book of Mormon. It was like 45 days in a row.
This is what I find interesting.
Yeah, they believe in eternal marriage in the Book of Mormon. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, which you talks about in the Bible.
That makes no sense.
It talks about in the Bible that that's not true. Because there's a passage where they're like, okay, Lord, it says that
if she
he dies and they have no children, they marry this person, and then that person dies, and she marries this person. Who will she be married to?
In heaven. When everyone's there, right?
It's like, nobody.
It does not matter.
Yeah, I wonder how they
go around that. But it talks about,
because in that verse, I think it says, if she marries this guy and bears no children, and then she marries his brother and bears no children, then marries the next brother and bears no children.
Mm-hmm. Like, then who should she be?
Oh, so he's just thinking that he was saying in that specific instance?
Maybe.
Or even just married to... It's still just
if you're married and you
husbands.
Don't have kids, then they think you weren't married.
Maybe that means your kids are building
your
kingdom.
Is that why they have hundreds?
Yeah. But here, Book of Mormon, considered another testament of Jesus Christ alongside the Bible, it tells a story of ancient prophets in the Americas and is believed to have been translated by Joseph Smith from golden plates. That's what's interesting is that LDS is related to only prophets in the Americas. They believe that the original Church of Christ was lost after the apostles died and that it was restored through the modern prophet Joseph Smith in 1820.
One of the tribes of Israel... when they were wandering in the desert, broke off from the rest of them and wandered all the way across Alaska down into the States. And so they believe that that Native Americans are partially Hebrew as well.
Huh. So that means that Jesus was a failure in their eyes because before he ascended into heaven, he said he was establishing his church and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. And if Mormons had to reestablish the church after it failed... How is that,
I don't know.
How is that anything but calling Jesus a failure?
One of the arguments against Mormonism as well was he mentioned, he had these books. It was books written by what he claimed were some of the people that had come over from Egypt and came to America.
Egyptians.
Well, so the Jews, like one of the tribes of Israel...
Oh,
had broken off from the rest of the Jews, and they went to America, and were part of like Native Americans. And he had mentioned that in one of their stories, he was writing translating his revelation from God about the story of the Israelites in America.
Oh, the Nephites. I think it's the Nephites.
Yes, yeah, the Nephites, and he was saying that they had horses in one of the stories. Mm-hmm. It was he was riding a horse or something.
They're actually not horses.
And turns out horses were brought over from Europe and there was no horses
and
here
I saw
at that point in history.
There was one of the whatever supreme prophets or somebody that was they mistranslated. They were talking about tapirs, not horses. Oh. They were riding tapirs. The little pig looking, anteater looking thing.
Yes.
That's what they wrote in the Bible.
I see. Okay.
Back then, if you didn't know.
But yeah, they never find any ancient Hebrew artifacts of. That was one that argument against. There's been no Hebrew writing or Hebrew artifacts in the Americas, and there's no Hebrew DNA or Israelite DNA or any of that in Native Americans, which it says explicitly that there is. In the Book of Mormon.
Yeah, it's a lot of interesting stuff.
Yeah, except for it's probably not that interesting. I might have to edit some of it out.
It's okay. If you're a Mormon listening to this, and you want to talk to us about it, please let us know.
Yeah, because we have some questions. Like I would literally write down some questions to ask.
I'll send you the podcast episode.
We could set up a group FaceTime or something.
Just the reason that it's so frustrating, we respectfully
want to ask.
The reason that it's frustrating for me is just because the dude was like for 3 hours being like, instead of just answering the person's criticism, he would immediately just be like, "Well, the Christians, they do this, and you guys are fine with it, and you're not fine when Mormons do this." The whole time it was just stuff like that, like the Christians are allowed to take this leap and like translate the Bible this way, but the Mormons aren't. It was like the whole strategy was just to like make Christianity less reliable, so that it could be like it's pretty much on the same level.
It's pretty much the same.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. I love the Bible.
The dogs are barking.
Oh my gosh. That was straight to the eyeball. Don't worry. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, there's some thunder.
How's married life been for you? It's been like 2 weeks.
No, it's been
a month.
It's been exactly a month.
It's been exactly a month. Oh my gosh, bro.
That's another one.
Good. It's been good.
Loving it. Dude, we almost bought another cat yesterday.
No way.
What's wrong with you? Not almost, but like we were at Target. And then we went over to Petco. We're trying to find like another toy for Ranger because he has this one ball that he'll like carry around all the time, and it's so nasty and gross. He'd like put it in his water too, and it gets all wet. So we're trying to find that. And then there was a fresh batch of kittens there, dude. They were so cute.
Fresh, they popped out.
Yeah,
straight out of the oven.
You're like, what's the harm? I mean, cats are extremely easy. Yeah. But what happens if you got this one and then like the two don't get along and then one starts pooping all over the place?
Oh, and it's just a squirt. I was like, we just squirt off and then they all start pooping.
Yeah,
literally
having to squirt off with poop on the walls.
Literally, Haley brought that up the other day. She's like, we need to get Clementine a sibling. She's so bored.
Yeah, oh, also at lunch, Haley was like, Clementine will just poop on the floor every time I'm like cleaning out her litter box, like every single time. And it's like, so like once a week she'll do that. And like, you only clean out once a week? And she's like, yeah, that's like a lot, isn't it? I'm like, yeah, it's a lot of poop. Like, do it every other day, maybe.
Yeah, and to keep it clean, Mariah, not does. Stinky.
And then Nikki was saying she does it like, or like when she had a couple of cats, it was like every single day there she was cleaning it out.
Really?
Yeah. I'm like, that's how you get it to be less stinky and less so much poop.
Yeah, that's true.
Clean it out a little more.
Yeah, that's true.
Dude, but the waitress was so...
They clean Paisley's like once every 2 months.
Really?
It's fine, yeah. But they have a bigger...
It's an automatic thing.
It's a bigger one and it's enclosed, but it's massive and it's boxed in.
Oh. The waitress or waitress was... The waitress. Was so mean to Haley.
Oh my gosh, bro. Yeah, that's what she told me.
Not like...
And I was like, oh, really? I'm sure that the people that she was there with said something. She's like, no.
No. And then it was just like, she was, when her and Mariah were ordering, she was asking them like, so do you, like they were ordering something on the menu that had like, it was a beef enchilada. And then she was like, so what meat do you want in that? And Mariah was like, what are the options? She's like, well, beef, chicken. I'm like, oh, I'll do the beef or whatever. I didn't know I had an option.
Yeah.
And then with Haley, too, after she ordered, she was like, wow, this is the first time anyone's ever ordered that way.
Yeah.
It'll be fun to see how it is. And then, like, she brought it out, like, oh, don't even recognize it. Like, something like that. Just like, all right.
Golly,
and then
bro.
This was the worst. At the end, the check came around. Nate paid first, then Haley paid. And I saw her touch no tip on the screen. I was like, okay, nice.
Kind of respect, you know.
But then it came around to us, and there was automatic gratuity on the check. So it was like $30, but then $34 with gratuity. And it, like, read my card. And then the total was $34. Added option to like, give a tip.
Yeah.
So
did you notice it?
Yes. So, okay. Like, I purposely noticed that because I was like, okay, I'm going to see if it says 30 or 34. And it was 34, and then you could add another tip onto that.
That's why she hit no tip?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, that makes more sense. But then also, like, she got extra charged for something, she said, when we got outside.
Yeah, like, because the beef tips, even though it said it wasn't extra. And she said that, like, the chips that they brought out for everybody, it was $4 extra for like the tips, the chips that were on the table.
No, it, at the top of the menu it says chips and salsa $4 a person if you don't order food.
Oh, gotcha.
But yeah, Mariah pointed out the same thing, and I was like, no, I think that's just if like you came here to like get drinks, hang out, and have chips and salsa.
Yeah, right.
That's so fun.
It was so fun.
Oh my gosh.
I didn't go. I came home.
It's a little overpriced. El Sombrero is.
Yeah, that's what she said. She said that she doesn't want to go back.
Gotta go to Jalapeno Tree. They got free soft serve ice cream.
The waitress is crazy.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Wow, you don't see many around here.
Real stud.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Let's go and play some PUBG, yeah, boys. Dude. It's been a minute.
Some PUBG Fortnite.
Mm-hmm. Guys, thanks for listening and watching.
Hope you enjoyed the new studio.
Fun new location. We did that one on the dock a while ago, and we said we got to do more outside episodes, and we're doing it.
Only a little bit of bugs.
Only a couple of O's and screams.
Oh! Ah!
That's crazy.
We didn't even do my fun new segment, but we'll do it next time.
Dang it! Yeah.
Guys, you guys have really a great good. Week. Great Tuesday. Have a great Tuesday. Hope you had a great Memorial Day.
Literally.
Remember the fallen.
Thank a veteran.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's...
I know, it's not Veterans Day, but so freaking thank them.
Yeah, you should do that anyways.
Yeah. Right.
Hope you guys have a great week. Peace out.
Peace.